This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It has fallen on me to remind you the deadline to file your tax return this year is 2 weeks from tomorrow. Really. Despite calls to extend again, the IRS says no more extensions. If you don't file or get an extension by July 15th, there could be penalties. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here. The IRS delayed April 15th due to a pandemic, which is still here. Who's pushing for a new delay?
Well, for one, David, the union representing Treasury Department employees. The union has been expressing concerns over the health of IRS employees who are being called back into the office. And the union says since in a normal year, people would be able to apply to get an extension until October 15 to file their taxes, that the IRS should just offer that date as an automatic extension for everyone. But the IRS says no. There are some exceptions. Victims of severe weather in parts of the South this past April will have until October 15 to file their returns and make their payments.
I mean, but others can get the October 15th extension if they just do the paperwork now.
Well, yes, they can, David. They do have to file for it, just like in any other year. The catch is that if you think you're going to owe taxes, then you still have to pay that amount by July 15. You'll accrue penalties and interest. That's the same as every other year. Now, the good news is the opposite is also true. If you are due a refund, the IRS will pay your interest on what you're owed, calculated back to April 15. So the way that works is if you choose to file your taxes, David, on July 15, that's 3 months of interest you'll get from the IRS on the money you owed.
All right. Marketplace's Nova Safo. Thank you.